Congressman Keith Self of North Texas says the bill in its current form is unacceptable. He says House Speaker Mike Johnson warned the Senate not to mark up the bill like they did.
Are they going to try to pass it? I understand they may try to pass it in the House. But from what I'm hearing, Eric, I'm not sure they have the votes to proceed to a full floor vote.
He says he believes changes can be made for it to pass the House with his support. It is now likely Congress will not make the July 4th deadline, but Self thinks it could be done in this month. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.